Hello and welcome to the Lemonade Lifestyle Automotive Podcast. My name is John and joining me on this episode is Niall.
Hello.
And Bulge. Bulge.
Hello. Wake up, I've been up since five.
Four.
Four, sorry.
Actually.
Take a shot, Bosh.
Yeah, no Bulge.
Nah, no Bulge.
Trying to think what he said now. Better things to do, or
fuck the lot of you, I think.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
It was something like that. I couldn't hear him over the wheel spinning that he was doing.
I edged you up until wheel spinning. I believed you, and I know what was said. And then you said wheel spinning.
Yeah, no, Bulge couldn't join us this evening. He's had a bit of a shitty day at work, which, I'll be honest, I ain't surprised. We're now into the scummer holidays.
Yeah.
Sun's out, idiots out.
Yeah.
And I'd imagine
sun's out, socks off. I've got a hole in mine, does that there somewhere.
Mine's got a hole in it as well. Else, how would you get your foot in?
Wait! I've asked this. I don't know if I've asked you this question before. Not car related in any way, shape, or form. How many holes has a straw got?
One.
Has it though? What about the other end?
Was one. I mean, technically, it hasn't got any holes. It's a rolled tube.
But, yeah,
but it's one hole all the way through, isn't it?
All right, how many holes has a t-shirt got?
One, two, three. Two, technically.
Two?
Yeah.
What sleeves?
One hole straight through the sleeves.
Yeah, but that's no different to a straw, is it, surely? You can put a straw through your sleeves.
Yeah, but what I'm... If you've got a hole here that goes straight through here. A lofted cut, if you will.
Ooh, very nice. Good question, though, isn't it?
It is a good question. I mean, technically, it hasn't got any. If you want to get really anal.
What, a t-shirt or a straw?
A t-shirt.
Why'd you put your head in it, then? Well, you said your socks got a hole in it.
Yeah, I know. But I'm right, you're wrong.
Yeah, well. We don't know why. We just know that's the facts. We don't
call me Bulge.
We don't question facts around here. So yeah, Bulge had a bit of a shitter, so it's a long day from what I can gather.
Yeah.
Which, being in transport is... I mean, I...
But it's... You know, this is one thing that I will say about Adam, you know, and
he's angry?
No, not just that.
Sure.
One thing he doesn't mention enough is that he's been up since four.
To be fair, I mean, fair play to him for keeping it so closely guarded.
Yeah.
But...
You very rarely hear him moan about what time he's...
Even when he's up at four on his day off because his... Body clock, that's what I was looking for. His body clock makes him get up at four.
Yeah, and the fact that his prostate's the size of a watermelon.
He doesn't tell you. He will not bang on about it. And fair play to the man.
Yeah, yeah, you know. And also, you know, when you get up that early as well, you know, obviously the sensible thing to do is go to bed at
early,
a sensible time.
Of course.
You know, but what this is the other thing as well, that he's very good at not saying enough. Is even the nights where we are here a little bit later, he doesn't tell us that he's got to be up at 5 in the morning 12 times.
No. That's more than that. 13 times. I wish he'd only tell us 12 times.
Yeah. Nah, we miss you really, Bulge.
Yeah, we do.
Right, so...
We're a twosome today.
Yeah.
Anything, well, douche company.
That's it.
Three's a crowd and four's a party or something.
I don't know. Whatever Pitbull said.
Kodak?
No, because he talked about it, doesn't he?
Oh, does
okay,
he?
Okay, shorty, that's it. Funny. One's a company, two's a crowd, and three's a party. That's I don't even remember.
Some Mexican gibberish.
Yeah. Mr. Worldwide!
He said...
I know you want me.
he did say that.
He did, yeah.
But he said, I'm so famous, he said, if you Google my name, I come up before the dog. Which, I'd done that, and he does come up before
You've done that?
Yeah, what's wrong with that? I'd done that.
Did.
That's not right. Did.
No, not did it. Just one did.
I did that.
I done that.
That doesn't sound right to me. I did that. That sounds, like, incorrect.
I guarantee you it's not.
Yeah, but where do you live?
That's like saying brang, Kim.
Did you get what I put? That's totally unrelated. But
yes.
Yeah, the brought thing.
Yeah.
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 Two tickets brought. What did you bring them for?
Brought where? What if you brought them to, exactly?
Where? What you brought them to?
Yeah.
English is not. It's hot today as well, isn't it?
It is toasty.
Yeah. Kind of regretting not doing it in your office, which has aircon in.
Yeah. It's effort, though, isn't it?
It was a bit of effort, mind.
But I will say, it's not actually as hot as I was fearing it may be.
No.
Because when I saw the old forecast, it was like, it was saying 24 degrees, but feels like 28.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, it's just going to be one of those really heavy, like, oh, fuck, this is stifling. But actually, it's not been that bad.
I found up until around 1 o'clock, because I was outside a bit today, up until 1 o'clock was fine.
It was actually quite pleasant.
I'm fat, and I was dressed in black, so I was not doing myself any favours, and I was totally fine up until about midday, 1 o'clock. Well, 1 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah.
And even then, it wasn't majorly uncomfortable. No. Just a bit of a sweat on.
I was outside at lunchtime from 1 till 1.30, and there was enough of a breeze that made it like, oh, this is quite nice. Mm. My only problem was that I was like, can't be out in the sun too long, because I will fucking burn in this. This is that sort of burny sun.
Yeah, I could feel myself, like my arm. I was like, woof. Yeah, Christ,
that'd be toasty. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Or new are you?
No, not really, not on the car front. The thing that's I've reached that point again, which comes around every few years for me.
Right.
Where I get this like proper strong urge that I want to do something. So, like,
murder.
No.
Sometimes.
Yeah. One of the things that I don't know why, it just sort of came into my head. And it was funny because I'd already been thinking about it until you put something in one of our group chats.
Right.
About an RX-8.
Right, yes.
And I have been wanting for ages and ages and ages to build
nice.
Either a 3 or a 4 rotor and to build one.
In an RX-8?
Well, not necessarily in an RX-8.
Just something.
But, yeah.
In a Mazda still? Or?
Oh, well, I think it would have to be, because else it just doesn't really fit, does it? I mean, what I would...
It's a lot of work unnecessarily there.
I'll be honest, one thing that I did think would be quite cool is to put it in an MX-5.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be quite cool.
Not really been done before. They put everything else in an MX-5.
I mean, you can put an LS in one.
Yeah, I've seen LSs in MX-5.
So there's no way that you can't fit a 3 or a 4 rotor in in a MX-5.
Mark II. Is it 3? Which one's a really pretty one, I think? I'm asking you what I think. What am I thinking, John?
Well, Mark 1 famously had the poppy-up headlights.
Yes. It's either a 2 or a 3.
Mark 2... I think Mark 2 is quite nice. The... what are they called? Euro...
Trash.
Euro something. Oh.
Yes. It is... yeah, it's the Mark 2 I'm thinking of.
But the later Mark 2, like the 2.5.
Yep.
The Mark 3 is when they started getting a bit chonky.
Yeah.
But
then I think I'd like the Mark... Hang on. Maybe it's a 2.5 I like then.
Yeah, 2.5's nice. I do that you'd be talking like a 2000s.
Yeah.
You know, early 2000s car.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I every so often I get this like overwhelming urge to build something. But the problem is that my sensible head comes along and goes, well, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
And this is a lot of the problem.
You haven't got time to do my exhaust work.
I haven't got time to do anything.
Or any of the exhaust work
I haven't got
your
space
way.
To do anything. And even if I did have time and space to do something, what am I going to do with it?
Yeah.
I'll have a 4-rotor MX-5. For what?
Yeah.
I can't drift to save my fucking life.
Well, here's where you learn.
Well, yeah.
Brap, 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 skid.
Yeah. So anyway... I decided, I thought, do you know, I am going to one evening just do a little bit of research into how to build one yourself.
Right. I'm definitely asking this on behalf of the listeners and not just me. The RX-8...
Audible wink.
Rat. The RX-8 rotary that we know and love.
Yes.
And hot start issue.
Yeah.
That is one rotary.
Two.
That's a two rotary.
A two rotor. Yeah.
So that's the two triangles.
Yeah.
Two triangles.
Yeah.
In one big drum or two drums?
Two drums, back to back.
Right. So a 3-4-5 rotor is literally
adding on
more.
Stacking, basically, yeah.
Up or lengthways? I don't know.
Depends which way you put the engine in, I guess. But lengthways.
Right.
Else you're trying to effectively, if you picture a 4-cylinder, to then make it an 8-cylinder, you're not going to put them on top of each other, are you?
Well, it's a totally different style of engine, John.
It's not that. It's genuinely not that different.
It still sucks, squeeze, bang, blow to an extent, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's compression, at least, isn't it?
Yeah. It's all done in the same chamber.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
Have you heard a standard like RX-7?
Yeah.
Just sound like a car.
Yeah, they're not overly.
Weird, isn't it?
They're not brappy.
Because you've got a bridge port and down this, that, and the other. What's bridge port in? Is it complicated?
It's not like complicated. One of the big things with the rotaries that holds them back is the intake on a Mazda built rotary. The intake is what holds them back.
Right.
And from the bit of reading that I've done, turbocharging them isn't quite as simple as you might imagine. Right. Whereas, you know, for an generic 4 or 6-cylinder engine, it's in theory very easy to turbocharge. You just have to build a collector manifold which blows into the exhaust side of the turbo,
yeah,
and then run some intake stuff. Layman's terms, run some intake stuff to run on the cold side of the turbo to force that compressed air into the engine faster.
Fasterly. Right, okay. So these crazy sort of 4-rotor stuff we see from like Mad Mike.
Yeah.
All the sort of pop, 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 pop. Is that turbocharged stuff?
Yes.
It is.
Most of it. So
most of it.
There are loads. There are loads and loads of 3- and 4-rotor NAs.
Right.
Which they do make the very brab, 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 brab kind of idle.
Yeah.
But they then don't have the, when you rev it up, the rab, bang, 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 craziness.
Okay.
Which that is just sort of related to turbo stuff. That's just,
yeah, turbo-ness.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah. Effectively. As layman as it can be.
Right. This is for you, Lewis.
Yeah.
So, how do you... Is it easy, inverted commas, to build a 4-rotor? Because I'm not being funny, it's not common.
No, but
but considering how cool it is and how well-known it is... Oh, yeah, brap, brap, brap. And, do you like brapping and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
It's not every man and his dogs do. Is that because they're scared of rotariness? Because, start issues. You have to rebuild it every 3 miles.
So... A lot of it, there are several well-documented instances of people doing a 4-rotor cheap.
Ah.
And it working, being perfectly successful and working to an extent, which... The easiest way to do that is effectively to buy 2 RX-8 motors,
right,
and stack them.
Okay.
And then,
when you say stack, I think.
Yeah, back to back.
Yeah, that's why I asked the question earlier. For the listeners.
So if you imagine that the Dorito bit is stood upright.
Yeah.
And spins clockwise, counterclockwise, whichever way it spins.
Mm-hmm.
You have one there, and then the other one back to back, and then you put another one and another one.
Right.
So there is a way of doing it.
Okay.
There is a way of doing it, which isn't too severe, but it is widely considered as the cheat's way of doing it. And from what I can gather, is something to do with the eccentric shaft which is effectively the crankshaft,
yep.
but there is no crank, obviously, no. on a rotary. So it's something to do with what's called the eccentric shaft, or eccentric, however it's... I read it in English as eccentric
yeah.
but however it is pronounced, I don't know.
Well, the Japanese don't even use letters, so...
No. And what that sort of relates to or corresponds to is the firing order.
Right.
So obviously with a normal four-cylinder, it normally fires 1-3-4-2, something along those lines, where they're offset.
Yeah.
And obviously to get the brap noises on idle, the brap, mm-hmm. brap, 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 you need to get the firing order...
The same?
Yeah, basically, to get it to do 1-3-4-2.
Right.
Because obviously the thing with it being a dual rotor is it just goes 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. But because they rev so much faster, mm-hmm. and the fact that it does all suck, squeeze, bang, blow in one rotation
yeah.
of the Dorito bit... The rotor.
Yeah. You're best off using food terms with me.
So, I don't know how well you know a rotary engine, if at all.
To an extent, yeah. So, I get the premise.
Yeah, so obviously you have the apex seals, which is the biggest common failure of RX-8 engines.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that the apex seals, when they wear out, they take the housing with it.
Right.
So okay. it's not... You can get away, effectively, if you were to go and buy an RX-8 that's just starting to develop hot start issues
mm-hmm.
for cheap.
Yeah.
You could strip the engine, change the apex seals, which is the tip of the...
Mm-hmm.
The tips of the Dorito.
Yeah.
Throw it back together, and it'll probably be good for 6 or 8 months, so flog the fucking thing.
But if you keep persevering with it, I just have to try a couple of times, and it'll start for a year.
Yeah.
Then you're going to... Same as any engine, really, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah. So, effectively, each part of the Dorito, where you've got the straights on the edges, is where the
yep.
air-fuel mixture goes.
Mm-hmm. So, so you got the circle...
You've yeah.
got the Dorito in the middle.
Yeah.
And where the space is, basically, because the corners are touching, aren't they?
Yes.
And where the spaces are, that's where things yeah, happen.
Yeah, the things happen.
And as it rotates,
it does all of them in one rotation of the...
Of because the, a generic engine, is that the best way to describe it?
Yeah.
Not the word I'm looking for, is it? Contemporary sort of engine, whatever.
Contemporary. Jazz.
You said eccentric, so I'm just on those lines.
Yeah, okay.
So it's sucking as it comes down.
Yeah.
The squeezing is on the way up.
Yeah.
And then the blow is...
No, the bang.
The bang.
Pushes it down.
Yeah.
And then the blow is when it goes back up.
Yeah. But a rotary does it all basically in
all
one...
All in one rotation.
I didn't actually know that, but I kind of, if I'd, you know...
Yeah.
Delved more, I would have understood, that's what is happening.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool, yeah.
So... I don't even remember where I was going, but
brap, brap, brap.
Yeah, so to get those noises, you need to have a very particularly well machined, modified, eccentric shaft,
right?
To give it the right firing order.
Okay.
However, there is a way cheaply,
mm-hmm.
as I say, if you buy two of these engines, that you can just effectively connect the two shafts together, and you've got a four rotor.
Because
you've got to build an inlet manifold, an outlet manifold, etc., etc. But you're going to be quite limited on what performance you'll ever get out of it. It will run and act like a four rotor, but...
See, I think, personally, talking on a very personal level with you and you
yeah.
building one of these potentially, I think the only reason, the only way it could be worthwhile was if you'd done it as a... This is on a budget. This
yes.
is a fuck around.
Yeah.
I'll skid some roundabouts and shit myself and then sell it as a four rotor MX-5 and probably sell it for all right money.
Yeah.
Because you've already got the Porsche for
yeah.
nice fast stuff.
Yeah.
You've already got the Beamer for even nicer fast stuff. You know, so if you were to do probably what you would do best, well, it basically needs to be the new 540, but actually work,
yes.
basically.
Yeah.
It needs to be, I don't give a fuck. I bought this car for fucking 500 quid.
Yeah, I bought
two knackered engines.
Two knackered engines and rebuilt them. Cheap.
Yeah.
You know.
And just cheap as shit. I don't care. Yeah. Well, it might not last. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And if I want it to work, but if it works well enough,
yeah,
let's fucking strap a turbo to it and see if it still works then.
Yeah.
You know, and all of that stupidity is what I would love to do. The further I looked into it, so there is a company in New Zealand that specialise in all of this rotary stuff.
Well, they love them out there, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
I mean,
and you can effectively buy a four rotor kit, everything.
Right.
So when I say everything, I mean everything.
Nuts, bolts and washers.
All of it.
Right.
And you just put it together and throw it in a car,
mm-hmm.
which is amazing. You can just buy a whole kit that's already built, and it's a built motor.
Oh, so you buy a motor?
Everything. Oh, when I say everything, I mean fucking everything.
For how much?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I mean, that's what I was expecting, really. Yeah. When you said kit, I thought you meant, you know, you've got the engines, we'll provide the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll provide everything you need to basically bolt these fuckers together.
Yeah. So I think they do also supply a budget kit, which is, as you've just said.
Yeah.
Right. What you need to make this work is two of these engines and this, and then probably some mapping and...
You know a man.
More fuel,
let's do it.
Etc. Yeah, great. But to buy one of their built engines, I mean, it was like $60,000. Which, all right, I know you take a whole load of that off, but by the time you've got import duties on it...
Your conversion rates ain't great at the minute either.
No. I was like...
But that's not doing it on the cheap though. John.
No. This is what I mean.
How much was their budget kit then?
I didn't really look. Once I saw those kits, I was like, fuck that.
Yeah,
I'm going to supercharge a Cayman. That's going to be my project. And fuck it.
I think the internet would go mad, like in a good way. I think if you built a four rotor MX-5, even if it's funny, and this isn't public much, no one listens, right? If you built it on the cheap and it works,
yeah.
I think if you were to sell, because people love MX-5s, don't
yeah.
they? If you were to sell an MX-5, Mark 2.5, whatever,
yeah,
with a four rotor fitted, like I said, people know they're fucking cool.
Yeah.
No one really does anything with them because they go, ooh, like everyone, like Bulge, you know, ooh, hot start issues, lol. It is a thing, yes.
Yeah.
But I think people would be tripping out. I think you'd make money on this car.
Yeah. But this, my biggest problem...
Just build it, time.
Not just time. Where?
Work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'd love that.
He'd like it more than your neighbours would, surely.
What, just for 2 years? Just this MX-5 just in a corner?
What is it 2 years for?
I'll
start with the engines first.
Yeah, all right.
So you can do them and work in a corner. You probably wouldn't even notice. Big unit you've got, mate. It's a big unit. There must be an area it doesn't go to.
Yeah,
The downstairs toilet.
My side of the office.
Yeah. Your chair's not on wheels anymore. It's just balanced on top of a load of rotary engines. Just scoot over here, John. Ow, I'll walk over. No, scoot, you've got the wheels for a reason. Nah.
Don't want to wear the wheels out.
Yeah, do the engines first.
Mm.
Bolt them all together.
But then I don't know where you'd even buy rotary engines from.
Well, just buy a knackered RX-8 motor.
Yeah.
They must be easy. Well, probably not much these days. Yeah.
Christ.
I hate when people do that. I don't know if you heard that, listeners. Just a long blast of the horn.
Just overly aggressive.
Have you watched any of these, like, road rage compilations on YouTube?
Yeah, the fake noise that they put over the top.
No, that annoys me for one.
Yeah.
What annoys me more than anything, if you got out of the way of the car that's in your way, rather than blast your horn at it, you probably wouldn't have had an accident, you fucking moron.
No.
Oh, you've triggered me now.
So
I'm on eBay. What are they called, these engines? 22Bs? No, that's a Subaru.
I honestly
don't
know.
They're a 7B, I thought.
Yeah, they are.
I just have the Mazda RX-8 engine.
Yeah. But, you know, this is the thing, is that, like, we have a customer.
Yeah.
We have a customer who specialise in old Jaguars. And I think this is going to be the same problem that I would end up having. So, like, currently, at Phoenix, we've got an X308 at Phoenix.
Yeah.
which is the V8.
Mm-hmm. XJ thing, isn't it?
Well, just the big, the like the Daimler, but the Jaguar version.
Right.
So just a huge fucking land yacht of a thing.
Yep. 13B.
13B. Yeah, okay. So anyway.
Sorry.
I think the issue I would have is that I'd think to myself, I'll just buy an RX-8, have the engine, and sell the rest of it. But the problem is that I would have the same issue that... Well, not issue, because it works well for Ben, because that's what he does. He breaks these cars, because he's got a breakers yard, and et cetera, et cetera. But, like, currently, we have got an X308 in there. White leather, walnut dash.
Is it your work?
At Phoenix, yeah. White leather inside, walnut dash, all sorts of what you would think is sought after shit, but it's not, because they all had it.
They all had it, yeah.
So it doesn't matter that it's a immaculate white leather interior.
Yeah.
And when Ben brought the thing down, he said, well, just leave it outside. And we were like, well, I don't know about that. He's like, I paid £200 for it.
Yeah. There's a reason banger drivers love them.
Running. You know, and I'm like,
what's wrong with it?
Rot. Shocker.
Obviously, yeah, I should have guessed.
To start with, I was like, oh, I see. Yeah, it's a bit ropey around the edges.
Mm.
But I thought, you know, you'd tidy that up. And then when we got up the ramp and I lifted it up, I was like, nah, it's lost cause.
The thing is as well, MOT ain't worth fuck all either.
No.
They're really not. And it's a great buy if you want to buy. Someone's got MOT. If you've got 6 months MOT, you buy it to smoke around in it.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. But this would be the issue, is that
and also the
how
same
many
issue,
people are doing that?
The same issue with RX-8s and this Jag is there's no low-spec ones that didn't have it.
No.
At least with like EP3s, they had an EP2. So the seats were in every fucking EP3, every Type R.
Yeah.
But if you had an EP2, you wanted the bumper, the wheels, the seats, the steering wheel.
Yeah,
all of the fucking shit that comes with it.
Yeah, but be the same with my car. You know, there would be people chomping at the bit who have got an F31 base spec.
SE.
Yeah, you know.
Have your bumpers, your wheels.
All of that. Yeah, definitely. I'll have that.
Astra, VXR. The bumpers, the wheels, the steering wheel. But an RX-8 is an RX-8. There's no... Well, they don't later on, I think, done sports and things like that. But generally, especially the age you're looking at...
Yeah.
I think they're all pretty much the same trim level.
Buy one that's got leather seats...
I think...
They didn't all have leather.
No, did they not?
No, some of them were cloth. But genuinely...
But they've all got those seats with the triangle in it.
Yeah. So, and we're ever so slightly off topic, but not that far off topic. I had a Gen 7 Celica.
Mm.
And... My Celica had cloth seats.
Yeah.
And I always thought, oh, it'd be nice if I could have found one with leather. But, you know, it's a nice car, so blah, blah, blah. And then one of my friends had one with leather seats. And I was like, my seats are way nicer.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, they just look nicer. Yeah. They're more comfortable.
They wear better as well.
Yeah.
Like cloth seats.
I was like, I'm glad I haven't got leather thinking about that.
And leather ain't for everyone.
No.
I don't know if I ever told you this. I worked at Volkswagen.
Did you?
I don't like to. Like, in the same way Bolton doesn't like to talk about getting up at 4 a.m. every morning, I don't like to talk about Volkswagen. Ergo, I talk about it every fucking chance I get. But not everyone's sold on to leather, which, to me, why wouldn't you want leather?
Yeah.
Leather's better than cloth, isn't it? Cloth seats peasant.
Yeah.
But no, not everyone is sold on leather, so it isn't necessary. Even if
when I got in my car this afternoon, I was not sold on leather.
No. Is it black?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was like, fuck, this seat's hot.
Yeah. Oh, cloth seats. Heated, though. In mine.
Oh, nice.
No.
There you go. But, yeah, so... it's like a...
If it's going to take you 2 years, it ain't going to take you 2 years. The whole point is you just throw the fucking thing together.
Yeah, but... I mean, even that's easier said than done, isn't it? You know, because, like...
Well, look at
the... I don't know what...
540.
Well, yes. I don't know what would need to happen as far as the subframe goes. I wouldn't know what would need to happen... as far as the gearbox goes.
Betty can weld.
I mean, I guess I could just run an RX-8 box.
Selects gears, doesn't it?
I would imagine, and it goes onto the back of a rotary already.
Yeah. Well, it's the same rotary, to an extent. There's one on the other
longer.
Side of it now. This is one on top of it now, apparently.
And, you know, I mean, like the other parts of it, I would really enjoy, you know, figuring out fueling and figuring out where I can do... all of this and that, and also trying to make the car work like,
well, that first,
like an original car.
And you think, oh, hang on.
Yeah.
You know.
I would be so happy with that noise.
Mm.
And one of the things that I genuinely, I don't think a lot of people know about me, and I do, because I don't necessarily broadcast it, but I fucking love a rotary.
I love a rotary.
Like, yeah. Genuinely, I absolutely fucking love a rotary.
Did you see, I'm assuming you saw Mad Mike's?
Yes.
P1, not a P1.
Yeah.
And I can't believe you've done that to a P1. It's not a P1.
Why?
It's not a P1 for a start, that's why. But who cares?
Yeah.
Because it's fucking money.
Yeah, exactly. And he's got lots of it.
Yeah. Are they that rare, P1s? Are they like... Ooh.
I think relatively. This is where you need Judas, because there's...
Really?
Sorry. The McLaren.
Oh.
Sorry.
You went Subarus?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, the McLaren.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No. The P1 was quite rare. Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Can't afford it, so I don't care.
No.
But yeah, have you seen it?
Yes, yeah, because I think I actually shared a reel with Adam.
Oh, yeah, the first... now I see.
I didn't know you were a rotary fan.
Well, I'm a car fan. I love a rotary.
But...
shut up.
Okay.
Trying to find the...
But, yeah, so it's like...
talking about rotary. Pardon me. Right, just for everyone's ears, this is what a rotary bloody sound... this is what John's will sound like, probably. Get off the line. Meh, meh. Find some brapping. Oops.
So that's a two rotor.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Three rotor.
There we go. Yes.
That's a four. Five. Proper brass.
Yes. Oh, fuck me. It's got to be six, yeah. Is there any... there must be a limit on how many rotors you can have.
I mean, I guess not.
How long is your bonnet?
I was going to say, I guess your limit is... well, when do you stop using Rolls Royces?
I tell you what you'd love, because they got long bonnets. A Capri with loads of rotaries on it.
Fuck that. Fuck that. I'd rather have a Capri with a CVH in it and just burn it.
Well, you wouldn't want a 2.8 ejection. Team Andrew. Play the reel you sent to Bulge and Bulge only.
This is literally...
Oh, that was it, was it?
It's just constant. It's just constant.
I didn't realise you were such a rotary fan. That's it, isn't it? That's the money shot right there.
Yeah. 787p, that though.
Yeah. I think there's some blood going to it right now. That's just idle, isn't it?
Yeah. Just naughty. Oh,
do it.
Yeah, so probably. I've got the same video that you were showing as well.
Yeah. I feel left out now. I'm pissed off.
Well, now that I know, you will be included in it.
Oh, good.
I might even just start an Instagram chat of just rotaries.
Just rotary.
Like, don't post anything in here unless it's related to rotary.
Have you seen the guy... I mean,
actually, yeah, if you want in on that...
yeah, message us.
Message us. No, and the only thing that you've got to do is join the Patreon. We didn't plug it at all.
What, doesn't matter.
How far in are we? 2 hours and more?
22 days. 34 minutes. Yeah. Well, we've got a third extra work to do as well, haven't we? Because he's not here. Let me try and find... you must have seen it. It's like Formula RX-7 4 rotor. Yeah, you must have seen it. Black one. Formula 7. American guy.
All right.
I don't know if I can get away playing it on here. It's a 1,200 horsepower.
Fuck!
Sequential. There's a video. He picks up his sister from college or something. And he just looks like the coolest motherfucker you've ever seen in your whole entire life. As you would be driving a fucking cool RX-7. Do you know what I love, though? And you get this a lot with this rotary stuff. It's like stuff that just doesn't seem like it wants to idle properly.
Yeah.
Or like when you give it a tick of the throttle, it goes, and fuel.
Yeah.
And the engine just goes, just build a four rotor MX-5, for God's sake.
I do think it would be seriously cool.
Fuck yeah.
You know, and I mean, it must have been done. It must have been done
somewhere. Yeah, because it's a Mazda for a start.
It's an MX-5. Like we said, they stick LSs in them, for fuck's sake.
Because it's cheaper.
LS Miata. Oh, yeah. Miata. Yeah, you just buy a fucking crate motor.
Yeah.
There you go. Bosch.
MX-5.
Bosch.
Bosch. MX-5, four-rotor. No. Doesn't appear to be on YouTube, essentially. There we go. It's all fucking Mad Mike, because nothing else is coming up. Any Miata with rotary engine. That's my neighbour.
Someone trying to get in?
Nope. Day and fucking night.
What's he doing?
I don't know. He must be knocking the house down brick by brick.
Just one brick a day?
Yeah, honestly.
Or half a brick a day.
Just what it sounds like.
Day one, knock the pointing out of one brick.
Mm-hmm. Day two,
remove brick.
It's like it's 8:30 at night.
Yeah. He moaned at you for using the fucking steering wheel.
I was just about to say that, yeah. No, it was shifter. Oh, you're making some banging noises, mate. You've all just heard. He's sound, though. He's a lovely bloke, so I don't moan. And also, if you moan, if I moan, do you know what I mean? I open the door to be moaned back at.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. But no, I just, like I say, every so often I get these, like, urges to...
What was the last urge you got, then? To masturbate into a mirror.
The last urge that I had ended up with me
vomit
with my wife being pregnant. And since then, I've been afraid of any of my urges.
Go on, John, build a 4 MX-5. Yes, but a child might arrive. No.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to think, really. I think it might have been the intake stuff for the Cayman, which I know
the same level of
no.
Well, like build your own, you mean?
Well, I just knew that I needed something better.
Yeah,
and it just led me on this, I'll say, goose chase of finding something that I liked the look of, and then obviously going balls deep with it and doing GT3 throttle body and inlet plenum and all of those bits all at the same time, you know.
Right.
So whereas it could have been a, I'll say, relatively cheap mod, it ended up being quite expensive.
Right.
Just because I went, nah, we'll do the whole thing.
And that's what you've got now, is it?
Yeah. But
so I've never been in your Porsche once.
Have you?
Yeah. Is that the track day we done?
Yeah.
Not the one.
I think it did have the intake on it.
Yeah,
fucking loud.
Fucking morp.
Yeah.
From being on my head, I was like, Christ, with a helmet on.
Yeah.
And you went, yeah, I know. So I was chatting to Benny about it, and Bolge said it was unbearable, and I thought unbearable is strong. I think it maybe meant towards the end.
Yeah.
Of a track session.
Yeah.
Of like, you know, yeah.
The problem is on wide open throttle, it is borderline too much.
This is on a track day.
Yeah.
Is
quite
much,
a lot of it. Yeah. Yeah.
90%, depending on how brave you're feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I think you should do it. And our listeners should message in to the
Facebook page. I would love to, but I think a lot of my scepticism with it is the fact that I genuinely don't have the knowledge. Not that I'm scared of it, because...
No.
The whole point of doing something like that would be to learn as you go.
Yeah.
You know, and eventually... You would know the car like the back of your hand.
Yeah.
Because you've done it. You've built it. And I would love to find a way of doing it cheap, like cheap.
Yeah. Because like I said, that's the only way you could do it. It's almost how cheaply can I do this and it work?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Like doing proper budget build on it, but not bodge it. Like, that'll fucking do.
No, we'll
put smart TV on it, it'd be fine. you know, not like that. To make something that works, but on as strict a budget as you could manage.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
But, you know, I think, obviously, the problem is that it's such a big outlay to start with.
Yeah.
To find a car, and then to buy two motors, and then to rebuild the two motors before you even start doing anything. You know, you're going
to
be...
But if you're restricted with space, the best thing to do would be to...
Build the motors. Yeah.
Then find a car.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're at the latter stages of building the motors, then you can start to look for a car, or next time you know, go to a refuel event and someone's got an MX-5 there, Mark 2.5, you can go,
Let
me have a look around. What's that? Goes, bloody hell, there's more room than I thought, and blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
So, I mean, I only looked on YouTube, but there seemed to be none. But then again, saying that, there was quite a few that just said rotary engine.
Yeah.
Didn't say four rotor.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
And anything that said four, because I was going to say, I imagine a lot of people put RX-8 engines in them, but...
Yeah.
Do they?
Well...
And I think if it one...
Like I say, if you can fit an LS in there,
yeah,
you've got
physically it'll fit.
Yeah,
and I don't think you're a million miles away. I mean, I've always said, you know, manufacturer to manufacturer is always easier than,
oh yeah,
you know, going the other way.
Yeah,
that's why, you know, with the compact, the track car, putting that in, it's like the engine belongs in there. We're not doing no custom fab needed. It bolts in and works.
Yeah, which I'd be fully aware that the MX-5 wouldn't do that. You know, it's not designed to house a four rotor, but
it's also not a big engine you've got to try and operate around, is it?
And at the same time, I can't imagine that it would be anything other than making up some engine mounts.
Yeah,
realistically, which that isn't a fucking hard job for someone like me.
No, God no.
You know, so it's all of that aspect of it is well within my remit.
But
what isn't within my remit is joining two engines together. I wouldn't have a fucking clue where to start.
Yeah, that's something you could learn.
Oh, 100%.
It's not, I mean,
and
you're not
like
doing,
I say, there are enough threads on forums of people doing budget builds, and they list everything on the way through doing it. You know, and I think it would only be a case of just research all of that stuff and maybe get onto those forums, the rotary forums.
Yeah.
And just tell people what you're planning on doing. I want to build a four rotor. I want to do it so that it works, and I want to do it as cheaply as I can.
Yeah.
You know, and don't think I'm here saying I've got no money. I'm doing it as a challenge to try and see how little you can spend to do it.
Mm.
You know, I'm not saying, as I've just said, I'm not saying, oh, well, it's near enough, put some RTV in it.
So sorry to interrupt. That is him banging, not someone at my door. I got headphones on, so I can't tell.
Well, surely they would have shouted up.
They can hear us.
Yeah. Yeah, because now it's just tapping.
Yeah, cool. Well, Mazda MX-5.
Yeah.
It looks like, I'm not clued up. It's an 04.
Yeah.
Is that a 2.5?
I think so.
Don't look too bad, does it, on those wheels?
No.
Are they all convertible?
Yeah, MX-5. You can get the... Oh, that's what they're called. Unos.
Unos. Yeah. Unis.
But you can get the hard top.
Yeah.
Hard top cover. But
where's Colford? Close?
Fact if I know.
Okay. No, just down the road.
This is where me old man comes in. Stuff like that. You can say the most fucking obscure thing, like place.
And he'll know
like
where
a tiny little village. You know, you'd be like, oh, you, like that, for example.
Yeah.
You heard of Colford? And he'll go, Colford. Oh, that's... Yeah, that's up near Leamington Spa, isn't it? You go up the A49 and then go across the and you're like, how the fuck do you know that?
I don't even know what Motorway Junction West and Supermarket is.
No, I would genuinely have to count. I know exactly where to go.
Oh yeah.
But if they said what junction is it, I'd go the one with Western.
Yeah.
You'll be on the motorway. It'll get really slow for no good reason. That junction there.
Yeah. Right, we need to be serious now because there's time's running out. Right. This MX-5.
Yeah.
Right. Spares or repairs. It's in Colford, which is South Wales. And I'm not even joking when I say this. It's over the bridge and up a bit. Monmouth, basically.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So close.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got 36 minutes left and it's at £685.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Well, go on then.
What? I'm not buying it.
You buy it now and I'll pay you back.
Fuck no. You know, that's not how it works.
Why not? Because it's already at 400 quid if we do that.
True. Here's the money for the car. It's only 200 quid, John. I know. The time has sadly come, we have to admit defeat with this. Blah, 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 blah. The main issues are... fuck was that?
I don't know. I think it's outside.
Left caliper is sticking / seizing and now won't.
Yeah, fuck
and
that.
Now it won't start.
Big brake kit, it'd be gone.
It won't start. You don't want the engine anyway.
No.
We've only carpet. Spare parts that come with it. Spare outer seal panels. Spare Fuji LSD center.
What?
New rear wheel bearing yet to be fitted. New front brake caliper not yet fitted. So the caliper it needs replacing comes with it. I'm not after a lot of money. Truth is, you'd make more money with this percent and blah, blah, blah. Good points, bad points. Yeah. It can't start. Fuck me. People are dumb, aren't they, when they sell stuff? It won't start. It comes up with a fault code. Crankshaft position sensor.
Who knows? I mean, that could be anything.
And the diff is a bit noisy, but it comes with a replacement. £685.
Yeah.
So there's your car sorted. I would one like it. I would have to be this one. Because I haven't got the money. but then again, they're not crazy money.
No.
Really, they're not.
No, but this is what I mean. It would initially, it would be a big outlay. Because I'd imagine that even ropey-ish engines, you know, ones that are on the way out, you know, they're probably still going to be 800 quid. You know, so you'd be looking at, even if you said two and a half grand minimum for two engines and rebuild.
Fuck. It's a lot of money, isn't it? Well, cheap braps, though.
Yes, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. Unless you can find me a rotary breakers that's going to do me a deal.
Deal on two
motors.
Right.
Two motors for a grand. Hold out your hand.
Out your hand.
You know,
well, it could be a slow, long-term project, couldn't it?
Yeah, but then you've got that issue of running out of steam with it.
Yeah.
Or you get to that point, and the problem is the next thing you need, we'll say, is this eccentric shaft.
Yeah.
And actually, you didn't realise, but for it to buy it in the UK, you're looking at £3,000.
Yeah.
And you're like... I don't really want to spend that at the moment.
Yeah.
And then does it ever get done?
And also, you've got to spend free. Do you even know if it's going to work?
Right.
Well, that's killed 50 minutes. Just 50. Yeah. Yeah, but brap, brap, yeah. Brap, brap.
Nah. Tune in next time for more disappointment.
For more nah. I do quite like the idea of a long-term... sort of
build,
basically, yeah. But we're different, though. You like working on shit.
Yes.
I fucking stand it.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm an E36 man, so I did dream of a while for building an E36 touring.
Yeah.
I've had all the rest of them, apart from a convertible. I don't fucking care about them. But I've had saloons, coupes, blah, blah, blah. Never had a touring. I'd really love a touring. Benny had he knows I'm probably going to bring this up. He had a E36 323 Sport Touring, which is like the pinnacle of Touring's E36s. And I said to him, when you sell this, tell me first. And then...
he sold it.
And then he sold it. He claims he told me, but his memory is also terrible. And I mean terrible. I thought mine was bad. His is even worse. Sometimes we don't chat for a couple of days, and I generally think it's because he's forgotten that we're friends.
He's forgotten who you are.
Yeah.
You'll pop up, he's like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah, I remember him.
Fat fucker, funny. John.
Funny looking fat fucker.
But yeah, so that, but with, I mean, the engines have varied over the years.
Yeah.
Initially, it was like E46, M3, S54.
Yeah.
Naturally, sort of as you'd assume. And then when I got my 330D, I thought, God, I'd fucking love this engine in an E36.
Mm.
Because I loved my 330D.
Yeah.
It was fast. It was torquey. It was incredibly good on fuel. What more can you ask for? I mean, could noise. Sound better. Noise. Yeah. 2,000 more revolutions, maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought this would be fucking good. And then when I sold it, I said to the guy, if you ever get rid of this, let me know first. You can imagine the rest.
Yeah.
He didn't tell me first.
No.
Because I thought, well, fuck it. I'll have the engine.
Yeah.
Break all the rest of it up, you know. Blah, blah, blah. And then stick it in an E36, which has been done.
Yeah.
I mean, people put that engine in transits. People put that engine in fucking yeah. everything. Because it is a fucking good engine.
Yeah.
It's like a modern day 606, isn't it?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
But I thought like a really just clean E36 to one. But like also one that I could just, if I see some bits for sale, I could just be like, oh, yeah, I'd love that for that.
Go on then.
Oh, fuck it, go on then. Bang, yeah. Bought more parts for it, you know. Hoard a load of parts. There's no rush. But also,
This is the thing, is that like,
but quick enough that it's
obviously it's no secret. I would love to do a Merc,
do
a 190E.
Instead, then.
But it's the outlay to start with. This is my problem.
Yeah, but you're gonna go down in value. Get rid of something. You've got too many nice cars. You don't need, but no one needs that many nice cars.
This is the problem. Is that I'm not getting rid of the Beamer. I'm just not doing it.
Good car, isn't
it? Yeah, and what am I going to replace it with?
Who cares? You're going to have a fucking 190 Cosworth by the end of it.
But I wouldn't, is the issue. Word. I wouldn't, because I wouldn't be able to live with myself in spending that sort of money.
Yeah, but it's going pew, 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 up.
Yeah, but they're already too high. And this is the problem, is that
they're going to keep going. There was a time E30M3s were, oh my God, the bloody 20 grand for one of them. They're like 100 grand now.
100 grand!
100 grand.
But this is the problem, isn't it? Is that it'll never be a proper 190E Cosse. You know, with the, what are they, was it called Tech 2 pack, is it? I can't remember what it's called.
Right. I'm going to say this to you now, and you're not going to listen to me at all. Three pictures, why?
Why don't?
This is complete. This is man maths to the maximum.
Okay.
And this isn't going to work or make any sense at all. Why don't you bin the Beamer off?
No. Next question.
Hear me out. I haven't finished yet. I haven't started. Bin the Beamer off. Too much money. Don't want that. Right? You worry about it in car parks. Ugh. What if the... Blung. Oh. You don't want that anymore.
Mm.
Passat.
Mm.
Yeah?
Mm.
Buy a 190E Cosworth.
Mm.
Even if you sat on it for 2 years and just brought it out on sunny days.
Yeah.
It'll be worth 10 grand more.
Yeah, but
you get to enjoy it.
The problem is,
and when you're done with it. This ain't going down though, is it?
But then this is what I thought with the Cayman. When I bought the Cayman, I was positive I bought it at the bottom. Like they definitely can't keep going down.
That's a different kettle of fish.
Is it?
Different kettle of poisson. Yeah. Well, of course it is. To an extent. I mean, don't get me wrong, Cayman's obviously very nice and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But 190E Cosworth is
something special. But they were mass-produced.
But they're old now.
Yes, I understand
that. So you're
that.
Buying it high, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, and I've said this time and time again, and it got said in the Discord. If you want to join Discord, www.patreon.com/lemonlifeautopod. Waste of time.
Yeah.
It's not just... Oh, that was it. Because what's he called? Shuffles put up his mate's Tommy Mackinnon edition.
Mm.
And it came... Oh, my mate had one of these 10 years ago. I bet you wish he never sold it. And I said, it's not just having it at the time. It's keeping it mint.
Yeah.
Because you don't really... If you buy it at the bottom... even if you buy it on low miles and it's mint and it's this and it's and the other, by the time it's worth money... You've had to spend a lot of money on it to keep it pristine.
Yeah.
Just keeping a car pristine is harder
than...
Hard, yeah. Ask me how I know, because none of my cars have ever been pristine. Because it's hard. So that's why you kind of got to buy at this time.
Mm.
When they're at their highest. Not the highest, sorry, but when they're at the peak before they just level out, then go silly.
Because
if you bought them when they were like, what, 8 grand or whatever. How long ago was that? 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
You've got to keep it pristine for 10, 15 years for it to be worth 15 grand more. Something's clicking. Move your mind your phone.
It's been there the whole time, by the way.
Yeah, I know. My phone's been that. I don't make the rules. Yeah, I know. It's not easy, is it? But yeah, you got to wait 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
There's £1,000 a year. But you'd spend more than £1,000 a year keeping
yeah.
it. Mint.
Yeah.
So find someone who's spent all the time and money through the slog of, oh my God, oh, I've got to get this done to it. Oh, it's starting to rot here. Oh, this is starting to happen. Mm. Oh, this bearing's starting to fail. Oh, the diff's whining. They've done all that sort of shit. Yes, it's worth 25,000 spondulics now, but you're buying at the right time where it is tidy, and is only going pew, 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 up.
Yeah, but then, you know, the other tricky bit with a car like that is that if you want the Spec 2 kit on there,
yeah.
which I would,
yeah,
because...
Well, that's the arches and the spoiler. Yeah. Yeah.
To buy a genuine Spec 2 kit, you're big bucks.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. Like, nearly the same cost as the car, big bucks.
Right.
And I think the issue that you'd have is, like, you with your 320D.
Yeah.
Where someone goes, oh, smart 330.
Yeah.
You've put a non-genuine kit on there, and someone goes, oh, nice, Spec 2. And you go... nearly.
Kind of, mate, yeah.
And I think that's the issue. And the other thing as well, as I've said before, I think I'd also get fed up with it being old shit.
Yeah. I don't know how Benny does it. I know I've spoken about him a lot this episode. All he has is old shit.
Yeah.
He's had some new stuff. I'm like... Because he dailies his E30. We've discussed this.
Yeah.
But I'm like, old though.
Yeah.
We went to the racing. Again, spoken about that today. And they had like music playing. And obviously it sounded shit. Right? Because it would. You know, outside, it was raining. You know. It was all like that. Right? Went, oh, sounds like fucking moisture in my E30. And I just thought, why?
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's the joy of driving.
Mm.
Driving something that's nice to drive.
Yeah.
Some tunes on. If I had to drive in something that was like... I used to work for DPD back in the day. It's going to be a shit van. I'll be in a bad mood all day.
All day, yeah.
Radio doesn't fucking work. Got my own forts are the last thing you want when you work for DPD.
Yeah.
Every light available on the dash. You know what I mean? Speedo doesn't work. What the fuck? You can, and that's why lorry drivers spend so much money on their
someone else's
vehicle.
Yeah.
So, I get it. But, like, just old shit, innit?
Yes.
I shy away from having an E36 because, man, just old car problems.
Yeah, I think this is a lot of my issues is that there's the impulsive side of me that's like, yeah, let's do it,
yeah.
You know, fuck it, you know, let's spend some money and we'll buy ourselves a project, a long term project, either a long term project or the opposite side of that, a rotary MX-5 kind of project. Let's just buy some rotary engines, see if we can join the fucking things together, and then just ram it in an MX-5 and make it work.
Yeah.
You know, and then worry about it once it's working.
Yeah.
You know, it's working, but, all right, we'll work on that.
It misfires about 3.5, but we ignore that.
Yeah, yeah, all of those things. And the impulsive side of me is like, let's fucking do it.
Yeah.
But then the realist side of me comes in and goes, do you want to drive a 1980 something 190E that you're then terrified of? I don't even want to take this to refuel because the bump coming out of refuel is horrendous.
Yeah.
And I
scrape your front valance.
Oh, imagine that with a genuine fucking Spec 2 front end. Jesus Christ, man, you'd be shitting yourself.
So what is, and I know that's a very sort of Merc specific, what is the Cosworth version of a 190? Is it basically like an M3 is E36, just a modified engine?
So
and a dug leg, isn't it?
This is the thing, is that they came, the sought-after ones, I believe, anyway, is a 2.3.
Yes.
2.3-litre... dog leg box, Spec 2 kit. I think they had gas shocks in them.
Got it, yeah.
And a few other bits and pieces. And that was the DTM car, basically, for the road.
Mm-hmm.
Effectively, your M3 Evo 2, whatever it is.
Evo, yeah.
that was the sought after one. And then you could buy a 190E Cosworth, which effectively was majority Jewish racing gold.
Well, that's what I found on eBay. It's 4 for sale, 3 is gold.
Yeah, with beige interior.
Mm. And are they meant to be all like that?
Well, it's basically like having a gear Ford of the day.
Oh, was it?
So you could buy a 190, and you could buy it with the fucking horrible, clunky diesel engine that Mercedes used for generations. 40 years.
Pre and post-war.
Or you could buy it with a pretty shit 1.6-litre petrol engine with fucking bin lid wheels and all of that stuff. Or you could buy the 190E Cosworth.
So going back, what's the 2.3? Is that just a trim level of an engine that came in a 190E?
No, so this is where things get difficult with what you're looking at.
Right.
That you can buy a 190E Cosworth, and it is a 190E Cosworth, but it's a 2.1-litre one, and it's $8,500.
Yeah.
But it's only ever going to be that car. Right. It's never going to be a 2.3 DTM, Spec 2, etc., etc. No matter what you do to it, even if you found an engine, even if you found a genuine Spec 2 kit, etc., etc.
Yeah.
Well, the logbook is always going to say that it was this.
Yeah.
And that is always your limiting factor, you know. And it's, to me, it's a lot like when people build M3 Tourings, they charge a premium for them.
Yeah.
But it's a very, very small market of people that want to buy it. Do you know what I mean? I think what it boils down to is they're so far in that unless someone gives them, say, £25,000,
mm-hmm.
when you could go and buy an E92 M3 for 15.
Yeah.
Or I could go and buy an E91 335D Touring for 8.
Yeah.
Why am I going to spend 25? Because it's done.
Yeah.
It's an M3 engine, running gear, except, and it works on the key. It is as good as out of the BMW factory.
Yeah.
And it's done.
Mm-hmm.
There's only going to be a handful of people that go, sold.
Yeah.
I'll have that.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a lot of people like me and you that look at it and go, cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Not 25 grand.
Yeah.
You know, and that's fine. That's people's opinion. And this is the problem with something like a 190E. Unless you buy the sought after one, it's never going to be that sought after.
Well, there is on eBay. 190E.
Yeah.
Gazza. 2.3.
Mm.
Manual.
Oh.
Because they're all automatics.
Yeah,
the rest are all automatics. It's the only one that isn't Jewish Racing Gold, racing, and isn't an automatic.
Right.
It's in black.
Mm.
Looks.
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest with you, the gold ones, just look like a 190E.
That is the problem. That is the problem, yeah. It's fucking
cool.
Banging.
Yeah. That does look cool.
Yeah.
Yep. Buy one of them. So you know,
yeah.
How much checking?
Probably 25.
25. Bang on the money. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Buy one of them.
No. This is the problem, because for 25 grand, this is what's sat out there.
Yeah, but it's a different thing though, isn't it?
It is. It is a totally different thing.
But
yeah.
By that, I mean, my thinking is this. Now, I'm thinking of it as, you know, unmarried, you know, not single, you know, but unmarried.
No kids.
Dog. Yeah. All right.
Don't be a cunt.
And I'm thinking, yeah. Now, you know I love the Beamer.
Yeah.
But
it's an F31. There's millions of them.
There is that. Because
there's not millions of 340Is, admittedly. No. But there are millions of F31s.
Yes.
It's not that special.
But I don't think it's a terrible idea. It's not for everyone, but I don't think it's a terrible idea to sell that, buy a couple of grand beta daily.
Again.
You dropped that, I've seen. Buy a 190E Cosworth, 2.3 Sidine valve, right?
Mm.
Smoke around in it for a year, Because by the time you're done with it, you can put yourself back into one of them. It's not lost money.
No, I know that.
If you just you own it for a year, so you can say, I don't want that e-Cosworth. Look, here's all the pictures. God, lovely. Wish I hadn't sold it. But you have.
Yeah.
Or you can do the other thing, which is stick that in the garage and then sort of basically slowly but surely work your way back up into a nice daily, and then you still got that in the fucking garage. And the price is only going one way, especially for a 2.3 in black.
Yes.
Manual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's not going to double. You know, it's not going to be worth silly money.
No.
But in 5 years' time.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I'd love to know what it would be worth.
Yeah. Obviously, if you had a crystal ball, well, it's fucking ideal.
Yeah.
But you don't. And this is always one of those.
Yeah, but it's not like it's. It's not just going to stay at 25. In 5 years' time, it's not still going to be worth 25 grand.
Well, you
it?
Don't know that, do you? But as silly
by
as
definition,
it sounds,
it's a classic car. It's a sought-after classic car.
Yes. Yeah. But as the other thing as well, though, as silly as it sounds, genuinely, we don't know what the future holds for petrol cars. Combustion cars. And that is the honest truth.
Yeah, but what's that out there?
I'm fully aware of that.
That's what I mean. You're robbing Peter to pay your Paul to an extent, aren't you?
But at least that starts on the key.
Even the Passat will.
Yeah, but this is my problem. This is a genuine problem. Is I've done 18 months in a 1.9 diesel Passat. And there are huge aspects of that car that I loved. And when I say the bits that I loved, I mean the bits because I did not give a fuck about it. I could park
Bang-onomics.
It wherever the fuck I want.
Yeah,
don't
on a
care.
Curb, in a hedge.
Yeah, don't. There you go.
Blocking someone's drive, who cares? I think of it.
Is it parked? Yes. Bye.
Am I able to get out and not get run over by my own car, Brian Harvey style? Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
However, I really do struggle with not having enough power in a car, and I know that that's like a get you rocking around in your 360 horsepower daily and your 300 and something horsepower Cayman, etc., yeah, etc.
700 horsepower between the two.
Yeah, fine. I get that there's that aspect of it, but the problem I've got is that the daily that I would want is still going to be too expensive because actually I don't want that shape Passat again. If I was going to get a Passat, I don't want that ugly thing that I had.
Why?
Because it's... Let me just rephrase that for you. I don't want that ugly thing that I just... It was horrible to look at.
No, was it?
What
year was it you had?
I don't know.
Anyway.
2008?
Ugh, ugly. They're not bad. Electronic handbrake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't fucking get me started on
that
either.
They are litter, aren't they?
£600 that fucking electronic handbrake cost me on a caliper.
Nah. Anyway. When you had the Passat,
yeah.
What else did you have, car-wise?
Nothing.
Exactly.
The Cayman.
Have you had the Cayman then?
I think so.
What I'm getting at is, you've got, let's say you've got a fucking 1900 beta Passat electronic handbrake failure, right?
Yeah.
And you think, oh, this is fucking slow. What's also on the driveway? Air whom. Porsche.
Yeah, but this is the tricky thing.
And what
isn't
doesn't
it?
Get driven enough?
The Porsche. Yeah, 100%.
You know why it doesn't get driven enough?
Three main factors.
Well, the main one I'm thinking of is you've got a car that is very comfortable and just as fast.
Yeah, okay.
Why would you jump in the Porsche? Why do you need to jump in the Porsche?
Yes.
Unless you want to do a bit of Bundy in and sort of not show off, but I'm driving a fucking Porsche.
Yes.
I'm going to sit the Porsche today. Fuck
yeah.
It. You know, that is the only draw, other than track days, of the Porsche at the minute, because you're in a very envious position of having a very nice, fast daily.
Yeah.
I've always, and this, you might like this as well, but I've always loved the idea of slow, beater, daily,
yeah,
fast race car.
Yeah.
Me having a 320D, or 520D, fucking wretched thing I had.
Yeah.
Didn't bother me.
No.
Oh, it's an automatic. Bulge, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Because I've got the fucking track car. If I want stick shift,
yeah,
and no ABS and no traction control and fucking all the heps I can manage,
yeah,
track car. If I didn't have the track car, because when I got the van, my dad was like, "You sure gonna be all right? Like getting rid of your Beamer for that?" I was like, "Yeah." He was like, Well, it's not something you can take to a show. I was like, I've got the compact for that. Oh, yeah, but it's a van, isn't it? Yeah, but I've got the compact if I want something to take pride in.
Yeah.
It's just a van. It's a works tool. I don't care.
Yeah.
If I was saying, book yourself a mental holiday and have a Passat, you go, well, but the holiday would wear off and I'm stuck for Passat then. No.
Yeah.
It's not like you're just having a Passat.
No.
And it's not like, now this might bring you back down to reality, it's not like you've just got a Passat and a Cayman. It's that you've got a Passat to just bomb up and down the motorway in.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost you a fucking penny.
Yeah.
Who cares if it goes wrong? Bodge, bodge, bodge. EGR's bot, delete. Do you know what I mean? DPF yeah. plate, delete. Who cares, right? Not only do you have to have a Passat beta and a Porsche, you get to have a Passat beta and a Porsche and a 190e Cosworth.
Yeah. I completely, and I do honestly mean this, I understand the argument. And it's an argument that I've had in my head I don't know how many times.
Because genuinely. If you're worried, oh, what's the Merc going to be worth in 5 years? What's the work Merc going to be worth? What's Mervin going to be worth? Control, alt, delete. What's the Merc going to be worth in a couple of years? More than that.
Yeah.
That is definitely going down.
Yeah. Yeah. And
Merc is only going up.
Again, it's something I also agree with.
Oh, I'll send you a link completely. To this black one, I fact.
Yeah. I agree with completely. But the issue that I've got... the practical side of me is going, where are you going to keep this Merc to start with? You're going to have to pay for storage, realistically, because if it's sitting on the driveway...
No, you don't want to do that to you.
What's the point? You know? And in the same breath, I'm not doing that to the Cayman. I'm not forking the Cayman out onto the driveway when I have done my best to keep it
as nice as
it is. You know?
Because you're only cutting your nose off to spite your face there.
Exactly. So I'm going to have to pay for a lockup of some description. You know, even if that is somewhere like the vault, which is only up the road, and it is car storage. So you're not paying for the whole unit.
You know George as well. So
yes, I do, yeah. So that's fine, all right. We'll say that, yeah, okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to work out, right, over 2 years it's going to cost me this much in total to keep it dry stored, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Great. The problem I'm going to have is that other than looking at it and going, this is fucking cool, I don't think I'm going to enjoy it. Because I'm going to get in it and I'm going to go, this makes an awful lot of noise for not an awful lot of gain. It smells like
201
fuel.
201 horsepower.
Yeah. It smells like fuel all the fucking time.
Yeah.
I'm terrified of a pothole. Mm. I'm terrified of parking it somewhere that someone might ding it.
Yeah.
I don't even, like I've just said, I don't even want to go to the refuel events just because I don't want to get out of that car park.
Yeah. Or some fat twat in a purple compact does a wheel spin out of the place.
Yeah.
Shing, bang.
Yeah, brilliant. Fuck. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's 2 grand.
Gravel rash all over it. Yeah. Whatever it might be.
Yeah, yeah.
So then it boils down to this, like, well, then I'm going to take the Cayman over that. Because the Cayman's already got a bit of road rash, and it's already got I've already caught the front splitter, for example. It's already got a mark on it, and it's already got this, it's already got that. So I'll take the Cayman. Well, then what the fuck are you going to do with this 190e? Because you're not buying it cheaply enough.
But in reality,
if it was a 15 grand car, if it was a 15 grand car with a blown engine,
yeah,
but the bodywork was good,
yeah,
that's the sort of car I would buy. Because I'd go, right, okay, 15 grand. If I can rebuild the engine for, say, 3,
yeah,
I'm 18-ish grand in.
Yep.
I've now rebuilt the engine. Yes, okay, there are going to be some purists that go, oh, yeah, well, it's not the original engine now, though, is it? So, rah, rah, rah.
I don't get that. I don't want to digress because I'm enjoying this conversation. People, no paint. No. This is a 30-year-old car.
Yeah.
I want it to fucking need
some paint.
I want it to have some paint at this point because that original paint's going to be fucking...
All the LEDs come out.
Yeah. Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, and, you know, this is the problem, is that I'm not... at that point, I'm not going to sit on it for long enough for it to be an investment. And that is the problem with that sort of car. My realistic head comes in and tells me... is no longer an investment because you're buying too high. You're too late to the party.
I don't think you are. I think now is the time to buy.
But this is the thing, is that I'm more well-versed in the Porsche world. I'm much more well-versed in the Porsche world.
Yeah.
And I understand the old stuff, and I can see the trend and the patterns. And for some reason, all it takes is something to put the price up on these classics, and then they just fucking go. They soar.
Yeah.
You know, so for example, probably 6 or 8 years ago, you could pick up a 964 because 964 was the first sort of, I'll say, mass-produced.
Yeah.
Like, really mass-produced 911.
Yeah.
But it's a proper air-cooled 911.
Right.
And then you've got the 993, which is the last of the air-cooled. And the 993 is currently on the similar sort of path as the 964. So about 6 or 8 years ago,
yep,
I could have bought a 964, admittedly a bit of a ropey one, for probably 12 to 15 grand.
Right.
You won't get a ropey one for less than 40 now. Like, you won't find one. A nice one is 65 upwards. And then if you start looking, if you start getting into the sort of higher trim level ones,
yep,
you're north of 80.
Yeah.
But for what? It's the same argument. It's old shit. And it is old shit.
Yeah.
But this is the problem, is that I don't think that's going to happen to those Mercs for another 10 years. I think it will be at least 10 years before that car is a 40 grand, a 40 or 45 grand car.
How long?
10 years.
10 years. But this is my argument. Not my argument with you, but just in general. When people rose-tinted spectacly look back on, oh, I had one. I had a 328 Sport, okay, in 20... something, right? 20, whatever it was, 2010, maybe. And I, to give, you know this, but I swapped it for a non-running Mark IV Golf V5. Mm. V5s aren't particularly
no
all that either. No. I liked it, nice car, but it wasn't even running. And I swapped it for a running, driving, MOT'd 328 Sport on a P-plate, early facelift, blah, 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 right? So a few, less than £1,000 is what it was, it cost me, basically.
Yeah.
And they are 10 grand now.
Yeah.
But mine was on 147,000 miles of rusty arches and bits missing, and it was a bit ropey, and it was a bit hanging.
Yeah.
And I do what everyone else does and goes, God, fucking hell, wish I hadn't sold mine, seen the price of them. Mine wouldn't be worth that.
No.
Nor would it still be on the road. Or I'd have to spend 10 grand to get it to a place where it's worth 10 grand.
Yeah.
Now, all I'm saying is, it might not be the sort of DB5, sort of the 250 GTO, famously. Nick Mason bought his for like 70 grand back in the day and was yeah. like, oh, I feel a bit stupid spending that much money.
Yeah.
Now it's worth a gazillion dollars.
Yeah.
Right? That's not going to happen. Even if it goes from 25 to 30. In a couple of years, you've still had it. You've still got to enjoy it.
All yeah. right.
The reality is you don't enjoy it because if it breaks, if it's crack a windscreen,
yeah.
someone bashes your mirror off,
yeah.
you know, whatever. But you've had it.
Yeah.
You've experienced it. You've owned it. You've got the pictures. Archie next to it. This, that, and the other. Da, da, da. You know?
Yeah.
And you're still going to make your money. If you're going to stick it in a garage and be too scared to use it, and then when you come to sell it, it's worth £5,000 less than you paid for it. Madness.
Yeah.
But there is also the potential that it could be worth more. You could sit on it for longer. Who knows what could happen?
Yeah. I
because the thinking man's, from a financial point of view, it makes total sense to take your money out of that and stick it into an appreciating
oh,
asset.
Oh, yeah.
And but it's not just an appreciating asset. It's an appreciating asset that you can enjoy.
Yeah.
Is what you've always wanted.
Yeah.
It's your bedroom poster car, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd do it, but...
yeah, it's difficult.
It's so easy for me
but
to
the,
say.
You know, the other thing as well, that... Not that you're not considering, because it is my equity, so it doesn't matter, but I've still got outstanding money on that Beamer.
Yeah.
Admittedly, not on the car.
No.
So it doesn't affect the value of the car. I can sell the car for, say, 25 grand mm-hmm. because there is no finance on it.
No.
And if I got 25,000 pounds for it, I would have 25,000 pounds.
Yes.
However, there is still a chunk of the loan that I took out that this is where I would go, and does my sensible head kick in and go, you could just pay that loan off, you know?
Yeah, because I know...
You get rid of that.
Because you have mentioned in the past, I know these moments are rare, thankfully, but there are times when you're thinking, I'm just beating up and down the motorway in this thing. I can't drive fast because the police pull me over.
Yeah.
I can't not be on my phone because the police will pull me over and accuse me of being on my phone. All of that fucking boo hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, why am... Because it's a luxury, that car, isn't it? Same as any car, really, luxury. But that is a huge luxury.
Yeah.
You know, your sensible part of your brain, every now and again, must just go, do you know what? Do I really need this car? You know?
Yeah.
But I would say, you call it the sensible part of your brain, I call it the boring part of your brain, because, yeah, you're going to pay that off, but what you're doing is you're... And I know I don't need to tell you this, I'm not teaching you how to suck eggs, and this is nothing you don't know already, but you're paying interest on a car that's depreciating.
Yes.
So, you might as well take your money... I mean, like, low interest, but you're still paying interest on it.
Yeah.
But you might as well take your money and put it into something that's...
Appreciating,
at least.
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, sorry, Archie, bread and rice for the next few weeks because Daddy's bought a cozzy.
No.
It's taken out of one jar and putting it into another, isn't it, basically?
Yeah, yeah. I would, effectively, for want of a better phrase, I would just be transferring the loan.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the loan would now be... In my eyes, against the 190E, for example, if I was to buy that, you know, whereas currently the loan is against the Beamer, it would be against the 190.
Yeah.
And it's just so happens that because I would have the money physically in my bank from selling said Beamer, it would just so happen, realistically, that I've just got the same payment terms that I've already had because nothing's changed, you know.
Exactly.
But I do genuinely think my issue is that side of me would go, you've got the money.
Pay it off.
And then I would do this, tell myself that, right, set up a direct debit, same day of the month that you were paying the loan, and pay the exact same amount into a savings account. And then as soon as you've got the rest of the money, go and buy. But it wouldn't happen.
Doesn't happen, does it?
You know, either that or it would happen. I would be putting it all aside, and then someone would come up.
Yeah.
And I'd go, oh, well, I have got 14 grand here.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Let's get a conservatory.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever it may be. Yeah. An extension.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And like I said, that is a... You know how much I love that car. You downplay it. Oh, it's just an F31. It's just this. But it is a very, very, very nice car.
Yeah.
But there's nothing stopping it, even if... Because you could have your cake and eat it.
Yeah.
You could have a 190 Cosworth.
Yeah.
For a couple of years, 3 years, 4 years, however long it may be.
Mm.
I mean, look at Shuffles. He puts negative mileage on that fucking Mark 1 RS he's got. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But he knows what he's doing there.
Yeah.
He knows he'll never sell it. He doesn't want to put miles on it. In the same way that you wouldn't really want to put miles on the 190.
No.
But when the time comes, you wouldn't probably take it to refuel because it's full of fucking rum, bang, bang, rum, boom, boom. But you take it to like a classic car show and...
Yeah.
Like your mate Tone, LVL, takes his Transit to this stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you take it to that, drive it down of a day, panic the whole time there.
Yeah.
Park it and go, oh, thank God we made it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't burst into flames.
Yeah.
Oh, do we have to go? I'm too scared. Oh, fuck it.
Please start, please start, please start, please start, please start.
People are looking. Rotary. And then when you're done, the car is going to be worth still at least 25.
Mm.
Even if it's worth 28, you sell it for 28.
Yeah.
You sell the Beta Passat, and all of a sudden, you're spending 30 grand on a daily.
Yeah.
Or you're spending 25 on a daily again, you got 5 grand change.
Yeah.
And you've had the experience of a 190 Cosworth.
Yeah.
Don't meet your heroes. I'm too scared to fucking drive it. Spent the whole time in storage.
Yeah.
But I'd done it.
Yeah. Here's the pictures to prove it.
Yeah.
Here's my name on the logbook.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera.
I don't have
an argument for your argument.
All right, I'll call matey now then. It's a 1984 Mercedes-Benz 2.3 16. Valve, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Cosworth. Left-hand drive. They all left hookers?
Not all of them, but most of the good ones were.
52,000 miles, rust-free. Very early 1984 car with single washer jet and shorter bonnet. The engines were also rumoured to be better, but I've never found any confirmation of this. I'm sure someone reading this will know more than me. 52,000 miles, original wheels available. Very good rust-free body. Decent black leather interior. More photos to come when I find an old phone which says them on. I get a chance to take new ones. That qualifying?
Hmm?
That qualifying?
Oh, yeah.
And it is a... I'll put it up in the Discord. www.patreon.com/lemonlifeautopod. That's the one you'd want to buy, isn't it? 24,990.
If you get it for quite a bit closer to 20...
Well, I'm not being funny. I doubt people are tripping over themselves to come and buy his old Merc, because not many people have got 25 grand to spend on what is
an old Merc.
An old Merc.
Yeah.
I'm sure you turned up with, well, I'd say pound notes, but you shown up, you know, I'm here to buy, Matt.
Yeah.
20, I'll take your hand. 24, 21.
Yeah.
22, 24. 23. I'll do 22 and a half.
Yeah.
He's thinking, oh, fuck. This is the first genuine buy I've had to show up. Fuck yeah. It. Bang. You got 2.5 grand to buy a decent daily. That in reality is just going to get beat up and down the motorway.
Yeah.
I know when you do stuff. Meg. Oh. You know. I mean, that's just what I would do.
Yeah. And it makes perfect sense. And it does.
Right. Should we quickly do Formula One Corner? No.
Can we just go? It's 9:30.
Formula One happened. Anyway. Thank you so much for listening. Well, I hope we didn't bore you with that. And if you think John should do it, email us at podcast@lemonadelifestyle.co.uk. Again, that's podcast@lemonadelifestyle.co.uk. If you haven't already, sign up to the Patreon, you punk bitch.
Yeah.
Because
motherfuckers.
The day this comes out, the 2nd of August, if you sign up today from £3 plus the VAT a month... Your first payment doesn't come out until the 1st of September. You get a whole month's free.
F-O-C.
F-O-C. And you get the back catalogue, 45 episodes.
Whatever it is.
The Discord. You get some free shit, some stickers. Fucking just do it.
The world's your oyster.
As we've said before, if you've made it this far without turning off and you're not a patron... then you're more stupider than Bold.
Yeah.
He's not here to defend himself. Sign up for Patreon. John, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
John, say I'm going to buy a 190 Cosworth.
Goodbye.
Oh, no. Oh, fuck. Bye. Love you. Bye. Bye, Bold.
Bye.
It's too dark to see the stop button.